Time now for Forever Home, a KUMD feature helping shelter animals in the Northland find their forever homes. Our guest this morning, Pat Castellano, a humane educator with Animal Allies. Hey there, Pato. Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
So what's exciting in the world?
Oh, let's see. Well, it's sunny.
That is good, too.
The dogs can go out and they're not muddy.
Oh, wow. And that's and when you've got one like I do who's handicapped and who kind of drags her rear end.
Everything in,
Mud is, mud is hard on her.
That is, yeah. So,
you know, I was telling you about a Bloom County cartoon that I had found. We're going to talk a little bit about service dogs this morning. And this whole area of service dogs has gotten very, very fuzzy. And I had found this cartoon where the two characters in Bloom County were chatting with each other. And one of the characters says to the new little yoga girl, lying is a sin. And she says, dogs don't lie. And he says, Abby, come on. And she says, which dogs lie? And there, of course, is a poodle standing in front of the pearly gates. And the St. Peter dog says, you insisted on sitting on your owner's lap at Olive Garden over 2,000 times. And the poodle says, poodle's wearing a vest that says service animal. The clams in the linguine scared her. Absolutely true. Which is cute. You get a kick out of it. But there are service dogs. There are emotional support dogs. There are all kinds of different categorizations for dogs that are helping people in one form or another. And people, bless their hearts, fudge it. Just like in the Bloom County cartoon, people fudge because they want to bring their dogs places with them, and they kind of fudge.
But I think it's a misunderstanding of maybe language. You know, therapy dogs, people think they have a therapy dog, but a therapy dog is an animal who actually visits with people and provides therapy for, say, someone in a nursing home or goes to schools. You might even think that therapy dogs are Minnesota, the Read Minnesota program, where dogs go to libraries and read with children. That is in some way a form of therapy because it's helping the children read their, sometimes children are more apt to read to a dog than they are to read out loud elsewhere. I mean,
right.
It just seems to be, it's such a great thing. So I think it's in the language and how we use it. And service animals, you know, people say, well, we, you know, people bring service animals in places, but we can't question it. You actually can. You can actually ask someone, what is the work that your service animal provides? What, you know, what things does your animal help you with, right? You can ask that.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it is. It is fudging it. And we're going to be going to the public housing, too, just to talk about people have those emotional support animals in public housing. And you know, they're, and sometimes those emotional support dogs are, you know, they're, again, as you say, you kind of fudge or you kind of stretch the boundaries of where that dog can go. It's actually for your emotional support. And, you know, they're technically not service animals. They have to be, I would say, if your animal goes with you into places, it has to be well-behaved, right? It can't attack other animals. It has to, you know, right? It has to be.
I'm allowed to go places, and I attack other people.
Yeah, right. There you are. But
not really fair.
So I think it's just it's a matter of we need to do more, discussions about the whole aspect of therapy dogs, emotional support dogs, PTSD. You know, there's a whole gamut out there, and it is muddy. I think the whole system is a bit muddy.
Well, there has to do with there are some kind of rigid guidelines in terms of in order for an animal to be certified as this or that, some of them have to go through a rigorous course of training, and you can't just slap a vest on your dog and say, this is my service dog or this is my emotional support animal.
Yeah, exactly.
The dog has
to. You can buy those anywhere on the internet, right?
They have to have a rigorous course of training, and they should be able to provide, you should be able to provide certification for your dog. And for some of these emotional support animals, you actually need a note from your doctor.
Right. But with service animals, you don't need a certification that they're a service animal. You don't have to provide that. But certainly for therapy, when we go into schools or nursing homes, we have to provide that information if necessary. Generally, you've done that up front in the first place, and you have that okay, you know, that they know you are, you know, what you are because you've presented your papers or you've presented your badge, and there's a picture of you and your animal. So, yeah, but it's a whole, boy, it would be a great discussion, Lisa, to bring together people from all aspects, state level and, you know, local and so on, to really discuss this issue because it does get muddy.
And try to provide some standardization across the board because,
right.
And things are trying to move, people are trying to move in a helpful way.
People
are trying to make apartments and other housing pet friendly for folks that are alone except for their mm-hmm. animal, and they're trying to
exactly.
make them and people perhaps that are struggling with, you know, emotional or psychological issues mm-hmm. and to have their animals there to help them.
Oh yeah.
But you know,
but
somebody's always
going to
take advantage.
Yep. There's, on the other hand, the person who has the animal, I think, has to be responsible, has to, you know, assure that that animal is going to do well in a situation, you know, not attack. They're going to clean up after their animal. They're going to, you know, care for it as, you know, as anybody, as anyone respectfully walks through a neighborhood and picks up after their dog or, you know, or doesn't let their dog bark. I mean, there are laws against barking dogs in our community, you know, those kinds of things. And you know how those ordinances either are enforced, Lisa, or are not enforced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We won't go any farther with that one.
I don't think so. No, but you are an ambassador in that instance, and you really need to try to hold your animals to the highest possible standards.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, the final Pet Away Stress is going to be April 28th for this school year. And then, of course, we've got to figure out if we're going to try to do anything for departments or the university over the summer. But we do want to thank the university for their willingness to let, you know, to try this grand, brave experiment that seems to make people so happy, and for everybody to have animals that have been so good and so responsible so far.
That's for sure. I've tried to get in the past 2 days to see Jenny Eltink, the student.
Jenny Eltink.
Eltink, yeah, at Kirby, and she's so busy that I haven't been able to go in and say thanks and all of that, too. So, and also, you know, Prince for Paws is coming up April 21st. That's the fundraiser to raise funds. So if there are college students who would like to register their animal as a therapy animal, it gives them the funding to
go through that training that we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And, so. If they think they have a great animal in their life, great dog in their life, go for it.
It's really easy to get a hold of Jenny, by the way. Leg hold trap. Set it right outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you set it. Set it outside her office, and she won't go far.
I'll try that tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Pat Castellano this morning. She is a humane educator at Animal Allies. She joined us this morning as our guest on Forever Home. You can see photos of the beasties looking for their forever homes. Well, a few of them anyway, on our website. Go online to KUMD.org, find Forever Home under Northland Morning's drop-down menu, read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.